Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother,
boy,
what's up?
This is a
hey,
stupid party, man.
Yeah,
I can
brother,
dig
like,
it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
I'm Anaya speaking with
Amani, Karen,
and Quentin. You can call me Q.
We're going to play a little game just to get the show started. I'm going to let Anaya explain it.
The game is called Speaking the Truth. It's like Truth or Dare, except it's truth and triple truth. Triple truth is the hardest questions you ask, the most embarrassing, and truth is just easy questions. So we're going to start off with Corinne.
And if you don't want to answer it,
we call it spinoff.
Yeah. Spin-off.
So we give another question.
Yeah.
Okay. Corinne, truth or triple truth?
Triple truth.
What's the meanest thing you've done in your life?
But
take it down, Corinne. It's not
what?
No race to me. Have fun with it.
Okay. I remember when we were in gym at my old school, and the teacher had the ball, and, like, we always play with the teacher. So when she was walking, I hit the ball up, and it hit her face. But I said sorry afterwards, so it's all good.
Okay. What? Choose a triple truth.
Triple truth.
Have you ever peed in a pool?
No.
No. You have.
No,
everyone has peed in the pool once.
Not in the pool.
I did it at the beach.
I'm not at the pool. I never did it.
Whatever.
Pool.
What's the difference?
At
one
beach.
Just. A triple truth.
Triple truth.
What's your wildest fantasy?
Spin off. I'm gonna have to do a spin off on that one.
Okay. What is the stupidest thing that you've done in front of a crowd?
I think the stupidest thing I've done was scramble up my words when talking, and then everybody just sitting there and laugh at you, and then you sit there and laugh at yourself.
Okay. So we're gonna start with Anaya. Triple truth there. Truth or triple truth? I think triple truth.
Okay.
Truth or triple truth.
What? Which was the most embarrassing moment of your life?
I guess when I was in school, my friend Sophia, I ran. We were having piggyback rides, so I got on her back, so we fell back onto the floor. Everyone started laughing, even the teachers.
On concrete?
It wasn't concrete, it was tile floor.
Still.
Hey. Quint.
Right. You didn't ask me to the truth.
Triple truth or truth or truth.
Truth.
Okay. Do you think your boyfriend/girlfriend is marriage material?
What about Bailey?
What about Bailey?
I would say no.
Oh, okay. Right. Bailey's okay. Listening out there.
If you listen, Bailey.
Money. Triple.
Triple truth.
Okay. Would you ever cheat on your boyfriend/girlfriend?
No, I wouldn't. But if they cheat on me, then I'm just gonna return the favor.
No name.
Why would I just break up with her?
No name.
Yeah.
No. No name.
Okay. No name, but
no
it starts with E.
Name.
It starts with nothing.
E L.
Starts with nothing.
Okay, your
turn, Clint. All right. So I'm gonna start off with Anaya. Truth or triple truth?
Triple truth.
All right.
If you listen up,
what was the nastiest joke you ever played with someone?
I grabbed Skittles because this person got on my nerves, kept acting me for Skittles. So I grabbed this, I licked my hand, stuck my hand in the Skittle bag, and then I gave it to him.
Oh, wow. All right, Amani, truth or triple truth?
Triple truth.
All right, triple truth.
Yeah, I hope you're listening.
What is the silliest thing that you ever said to your partner while being intimate?
Intimate?
The silliest thing I said?
Yeah, silly things that you said. I can never lie.
I can never lie.
Start with E.
Shut up. Let's have a spinoff on that one.
All right, spinoff. Describe the strangest dream you ever had in your life.
The strangest dream I had was, strange dream I ever had was when I was in a hotel with E, and we sort of kind of got caught up, well, he got caught up with three different females.
Oh, wow.
And I caught him, and I was going to chop his thing off.
Oh, no.
Wait, if you want to stop that right now, you said that.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
She caught you, E.
Let's move on.
Wait, all right. Corinne, so truth or triple truth? truth.
No.
Do you have a crush on any of your friends, boyfriend / boyfriend's friend?
No.
Yay, my turn. Okay. Anaya. Truth or triple truth?
Mm-hmm. Triple truth.
Okay.
Don't wait, I know.
Have you ever lied to your partner to avoid an intimate moment?
Well, I don't have a partner, but I know this dude who likes me. So, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Great.
I like to intimidate him off my back.
You do?
What is truth, though? Like when somebody asks you.
Easy, easy. Choose question.
Okay. Truth.
Or triple truth.
Truth, yeah.
Okay. What is the craziest pickup line that you have used?
I've never used a pickup line.
Lame.
What is the craziest? I got one. What is the craziest pickup line that you've heard? Videos or anything like that. I could name one for you.
What?
Yeah, I know y'all on the mic, right?
What?
What?
I said, y'all know y'all on the mic.
Mm-hmm. What I can name one.
What I say is going to go out.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard a pickup line.
There's one from Vine that said, did you, no. Just do a spin-off.
It's a
spin-off.
Okay. What is one thing you have done that you never ever want to be caught doing?
Peeing in my pants.
Alright, Quint.
Alright,
Triple. Okay.
Yeah.
Quint, has anyone ever seen you completely naked?
No.
If you guess, who? If yes, then who?
Myself.
Your mother.
No.
When you were a baby.
When you were a baby.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, true.
We don't. Anyone else?
Uh-huh. My elderly people who see me as a baby.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Brothers?
Huh?
So.
Your
brother? No.
This basically concludes our game.
Not finished. That's the end of the show.
Yeah.
You guys want any callers out there? Anybody?
I can call people.
You can call this number.
Guys can call this number.
213-325-3434. All right. Copy that. 213-325-3434.
To start off, I'm gonna call my friend Bianca. We're gonna ask her some truth or triple truth questions.
I'm gonna call.
If she ever.
I'm gonna call Bailey.
She wants to be heard on air.
Hmm?
She wants to be heard on air. Why are you FaceTiming?
Because she has an iPod.
Oh, true. So.
Yeah. But just continue y'all conversation. Do more people.
All right, so
hey, y'all, we're on air right now. About
so, like,
right
okay,
now.
We go tell. Should we tell where we are? What state we're in?
Yeah, you can tell.
We're in Florida. Okay, down south.
Bradenton,
okay,
Florida.
Bradenton.
You know.
You got anyone to call? Imani?
You got to call E.
No.
Steve-o. Don't reconnect.
Steve-o.
Okay, y'all Steve-o. Back. Y'all back on.
Okay.
Steve-o.
Okay.
So, we still asking questions?
What's the dumbest thing you've ever done on a dare?
On a dare, I ran into a wall.
I dare someone to lick a tree.
No, what's the dumbest thing you've done?
Dumbest thing I've done?
On a dare. They dared me to run into a wall, so I did.
I don't know what I did.
I don't even remember my last dare.
Maybe it was fun, but I don't know. I'm trying to look up questions here. Kind of hard, you know. So,
where do you put my charger at?
Let's answer questions. Ask him.
Hey.
Ask me what?
Why are you calling me? Right here.
Because I'm back on air. I know I can hear y'all.
Hey, Chana.
You have a girlfriend?
No. Hello? I can hear.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then.
Drowning in sand.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Transformers: Age of Extinction.
Oh yeah, that's that movie.
Age of Extinction.
Yeah, we watched that.
I watched that too.
Say, when did we watch that? Was it like 2 days ago?
I watched it like a week ago on Netflix. You guys, let's make this one. You guys want to play Would You Rather?
TV.
You guys want to change the segment and play Would You Rather?
Maybe, yeah.
Say you still on the phone?
I'm ready to get back to my work.
Yeah.
Hey.
You can leave. Okay, we go play Would You Rather.
It's time to switch.
Is he still on the phone?
Hey, Trent, it's time to switch.
Yeah.
Would you rather be really short or really tall?
Really short.
Really tall.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
I'd rather be deaf.
Would you rather experience a constant pain or a constant itch?
Yeah, I'd rather be deaf.
Would you rather have a guaranteed of?
All right, Chase.
What am I?
Okay. We're gonna ask you guys questions now. People who are at the table, ready? Money. All
right.
Would you? Okay. You got all. You guys have to answer this question. Would you rather? Would you rather fly or have laser eyes?
Fly or laser eyes?
Fly or laser eyes?
Fly. I
want to
fly.
Tay, fly or laser eyes?
Fly.
Okay. Pick some.
We need to call some more people.
Would you rather get killed or die?
Would you rather die naturally or just get killed?
Die naturally. I don't want to get killed.
What if you had a bad life?
I want to die.
If I had a bad life?
I want to die fast. Like,
if
I'll get shot.
Like,
I want to die fast.
We'll go to
iTunes
from the radio, bro. We ain't
got radio
yet.
You go call in. Well, hey, please hang up. We got another caller coming in.
No, you're all right.
Okay, we'll be all right. You on the radio?
No, I'm on
the
radio.
Oh, that's bad.
All right, who's down there?
Hello?
You gotta wait. You gotta wait. You gonna
play something?
You gonna drop? All right.
It's time to switch.
Hello? Hey, yeah.
It's been time to switch.
Y'all, we're going to have to end the show.
You hear me?
No, just end the show.
You hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to get into the show.
Hello? I can hear y'all. Hey, the community line.
Why do you want the mic on right now?
I was making sure. I knew I turned it on.
Turn what?
Music playing?
No.
Hold on.
Down. Oh, you got music now? I knew
that.
No, I'm saying you hear.
Yeah, I heard it.
Y'all hear it?
Yeah, dude.
Kind of. I can hear it now.
No.
Turn the radio on. Let's start.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
What you going to start off with?
No, dude, don't do that.
They going to have to start off because I can't hear it.
No, no.
Hey, bro, you want to
hear it? I'll tell you when to start.
No, but I just don't want to hear it.
Well, leave it. Okay. We got to hear it.
So let them talk first.
What's the phone number for the radio? You talk to him first, and then. All right, y'all live. All right, I'll start off for y'all. What's good? We got Trent, Trey, help me out, Demetrius, and Devo. Y'all gonna be talking about, I don't know what y'all gonna be talking about. What y'all wanna talk about? Music, sports, football, basketball, girls, what? Then what y'all wanna talk about?
Everything, all of the above.
Everything? So, Antonio, what you wanna talk about first? What's jamming right now? Give me some music that's jamming.
It's my rich homie.
That rich homie? That rich homie, that old, that flex, like that? Trey, what you into?
Well, I like, you know, I'm a variety. It don't really matter, I fall everywhere. Got Kevin Hitt. John Legend. You got
That's what I'm talking about. Versatile.
You got Marvin Gaye. You got Erykah Badu.
What about you listen to the little country?
I don't really know nobody personally, but I listen to it.
Yeah, if you come on, you're jamming to it. Debo, where you at? Where you at, Debo? What you doing besides beat you down, beat me down like Debo? Where you at, Debo? What you doing? What you listen to? What you rocking to? Oh, what's happening right now, Debo? What's going on with you? What you been up to this summer?
Chilling.
Doing what?
Chilling.
Just chilling, taking it easy.
Nothing.
We gave me food over. Demetrius, what's up with you, buddy? What you been up to? What you been doing this summer?
Chilling.
Just taking it easy. Who y'all favorite basketball player?
My favorite personal basketball player.
Kevin Durant.
Durant?
Kevin Durant, my favorite.
Durant? Two Durant? Yeah, one Curry. Trent, who you like in basketball?
I
Trent,
really
not
have
a basketball player. What you like, Trent? What sport do you like? Tennis?
No. I'm more of a baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Derek Jeter?
He don't even know that.
Sosa? Sosa, oh, man.
I don't know his last name, but I know his first name is Evan. He plays for the Tampa Bay.
Oh, LeGore. For the Rays. LeGore. That's good. Yeah, he's pretty good, too. Yeah. You like the Rays? You like Tampa Bay Rays? Hometown. I like that. Anybody like the Bucks?
Baseball.
Anybody like Tampa Bay Bucks?
Nah.
How y'all don't like the Bucks?
I like the Bucks. I don't like the Bucks, but I like
their personnel offenses. You got you got Mike Evans at receiver.
Right.
You got
right.
Vincent Jackson. You can do a lot with that.
Now you have who their quarterback?
James Winston.
What y'all think about that? Y'all think James is gonna
James
be all right?
With
I think James is gonna be all right. But he won the high. Not last year, but year before. So what y'all watch? What movies y'all
watch? Movies did fall a lot of ways. But I see one thing I do stay with from horror movies. Got bad.
You don't like scary movies?
I don't.
My wife just tried to get me to watch Unfriend.
Oh, that's
I'm trying to see that myself.
I like
Transformers.
Have you seen the commercial for Pixels?
I'm waiting until Tattoo comes out.
What's Tattoo?
You don't know about that?
I thought he said Tattoo.
Yeah.
Making a new movie called Tattoo. Yeah, Ted, man. I don't know, man. I don't go to movies like this. I used to like to go see Final Destination and Saw.
They started getting watered down, you know, the more they made them.
How about the audience, what they think of different movies? Go ahead, Trent. We'll call in. All right, let's have some people call in.
Who thinks it makes more sense to buy their snacks in the movie theater or bring their snacks? Back on him.
Put some music on.
What, y'all
want to
hear some music?
I'm doing like no real music.
Yeah, I'm trying country music, man.
Country.
talking about some real, real music.
You sure is.
Funny as
I do, boy. I don't even want to talk about it. You don't even want to know about it.
I don't care if it's about the most random topic in the world, because we said we were talking about any and everything, meaning there was a variety. So, therefore, you just bring up a subject and we're going to speak on it. Even if we don't like it, we're going to tell you we don't like it, and we're going to tell you why we don't like it. Simple as that. If we like it, we're going to tell you that we like it, and we're just going to be open towards it. Here you go.
Thank you.
Brush your mouth.
Get down on the lip. That's why I
was trying to
smell her
upper
lip.
She trying to get off on that, man.
There's ain't headphones, bro. G-line.
Let's
not. Name one.
Alright, so, what do you guys think about skateboarding?
Is we on?
Yeah.
Skateboarding?
Stop.
I don't really got a lot of, knowledge, though. But. Like,
I mean, I think skateboarding is the most retarded sport in the world because I am not going to skateboard to break my neck and to kill myself for a little
skateboard. But you got to think, because everybody in skateboarding don't do the same thing. Hold on, what's wrong with this? What y'all did?
Skateboard.
What did y'all do?
What? Okay. I can't hear.
Push this button.
All right, I was trying to make sure.
Yeah, the whole thing. What's going on right here? I mean, you have to look in the perspective of other people. It's not always, like, breaking your neck if you are skilled and you want to learn.
Well,
I mean,
I'm
and
never,
really...
I'm never going to learn a skateboard because I'm not breaking my neck. I've seen too many people break their neck at the river walk.
I mean, it's not always breaking your neck and breaking something. It's more like if you want to learn, you will be determined to learn whether you get a little injury and go back or you get a bigger injury and retire. But I mean, until then, you can like skate for fun. I mean, you don't even have to know any tricks. You just roll. If anything, just ride it. I mean, it's just for the joy of it. It's not for, like, if you want, like...
Oh, no, that's the whole
thing. It's not always breaking something. You know that, right? I mean, there's a lot of skateboarders there who, sure, they might fall down, but they get back up and they keep trying, no matter what trick they're doing and no matter how hard it may be, they'll always try.
I'm not
going to
keep
breaking
something and keep on going back. Or I have to go to the hospital 40 times a year just because I'm skateboarding.
Well, I mean, you won't go 40 times a year. I mean, if you're trying to do something crazy, yes, you might. But,
no,
I mean, as long
but,
as you don't try and do a backflip off a
but
board.
But it's not always doing something crazy. People just ride a skateboard at the Riverwalk, and then all of a sudden, they break their neck or something.
It's
not always It's just because skateboarding that's the joy of skateboarding. Just keep falling off the skateboard and breaking something. And
That's not the joy. See, the joy is you get some. It's kind of like freedom. It's the same with BMXing and rollerblading. It's kind of like you feel free. You feel like
rollerblading
you can do,
is fun.
Okay. No. I mean, BMXing. Think BMXing. You could break something. Yeah, people do that for the joy of it.
Why you don't think I do? Why you don't think I BMX? I ride a bike, but I don't BMX. I'm not gonna be doing tricks on a bike, tricks on a skateboard, just to brush them in.
Bye, y'all.
Alright, so I mean, not all skateboarders fall, not all of them get hurt, not all of them break something. Some skateboarders go through their career not even breaking a finger. Some skateboarders go through their career breaking anything.
It's not that it's impossible, but that's most likely everybody's gonna fall off a skateboard. Everybody's gonna break something once in their life on a skateboard.
That's not always true. I mean, some people can like skate really good, like they never fall, never break anything. When I was four, I learned how to skate when I was four. I'd fall a lot, but I'd get back up and I'd be determined and I'd keep doing it. And eventually, you will learn a lot of things. I mean, like, you will eventually get where you want to be. You know what I mean? But if you're a beginner and you start in the skateboard, everybody wants that thing where they're going to start skateboarding.
Yeah,
and you'll fall.
In the beginning.
Yeah. You have to get up and
keep trying. Everybody on the skateboard is going to fall at least once. You're going to break something at least once.
Not all the time, though. It depends how...
But everybody's going to go through it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You have to... But everybody...
Sure, most people will always break something. At least once in life. But, I mean, you don't want to. And some people get mad at their boards and think it's their board's fault. But in order for it to be the board's fault, it has to be their fault for not controlling the board. The board is a piece of wood with some metal and it is not anything that controls it. You know what I mean? Good enough, they'll go into a career with it.
Right.
But I mean,